Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We appreciate you hanging out with us for the afternoon, that's for sure. You know, folks, I got to tell you, we're very thankful to our friends with the PFT 400 and the ATU 85, both of the Pittsburgh area. PFT 400 is the Pennsylvania Federation of Teachers, and the ATU is the Amalgamated Transit Union. And we appreciate their support. Hey, join us today by phone. We've got Greg Sandana. He is with the Asian Pacific American Labor Alliance out of Washington, D.C. Greg, welcome back, man.
Thank you so much for having me.
Brother, it's always a pleasure. I appreciate it. I know you're busy. What are you working on right now, and how can people help?
Yes, absolutely. Well, you know, we're just a little over a month with the Trump administration that we have countless policies and executive orders that will continue to criminalize immigrants, Muslims, people of color, and women. And so here at the Asian Pacific American Labor Alliance, APALA, we're actually getting ready to launch a campaign with our other brother and sister constituency groups in the Labor Coalition for Community Action called the Safe With Us campaign. And the Safe With Us campaign is actually an effort to get local unions, Central Labor Council, and state feds to really stand by the undocumented force and all those who are targets of Trump's deplorable and really unjust policies. So we're actually getting ready to do a launch here in the next week, but I'm giving you a little sneak peek on the show.
Good deal, man. Good deal. We appreciate that very much. So Safe With Us, it sounds important. It sounds like it's welcoming. It sounds like we got a big tent within the labor movement. What are we doing? How are we helping? And how are we, you know, I got to tell you, Greg, I'm pretty sure that right now we need to educate the public. Okay.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of bad information that's out there. And, you know, I'm not faulting the people that have the, you know, that have been told this. I'm faulting the people that tell this lie. And you know, there's people out there that say, well, all those undocumented aliens, they come to the United States and they take Social Security, they take Medicare, they take welfare, they take unemployment, they take, you know, this, that, and the other thing. They get a free Obama phone and we have to pay them $7,500 just for the privilege. Now, that's not true. None of that's true.
Right.
How do we educate the public and get them to understand that, you know, not for nothing, but it's like $300 billion that is put into Social Security and the federal coffers by undocumented people in the United States?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's actually the biggest challenge, right, is not only is there a lot of miseducation out there, but Trump is also taking a lot of time to call the media fake news,
yeah,
that they're reporting on fake news. And so I think for us, it's an important part to one. It's why it's important for us to work in coalition with other organizations and other communities so that, one, we can share resources and be able to make sure that as we get new information, as we get a new analysis, as we get new resources, that we're able to share this as quickly as possible. And I think it's also important that we start training more people. So we're actually doubling down on our training, on spokesperson training, to get more people the ability to speak to media, but also to support other types of platforms that are able to share the stories and experiences of immigrants, of people of color, of working people. And I think, and especially for those of us in the constituency group, it means pushing our unions to make sure that they're doing all they can to not only fight and protect members of our unions, but to make sure that they're building and engaging with the broader community as well. Because we know that while right now Trump is picking on immigrants and women and Muslims and a variety of other folks, that they have national right to work on the agenda. They have other things that are going to even have broader implications for the labor movement and labor unions. And so we need to be in the fight now so that when that fight and that national right to work fight comes, that we'll have a coalition of the willing that are able to push back and fight back those policies.
Right, because Greg, I mean, you know, when it comes down to it, 95% of the time, it's a conversation. It's an education. It's like, oh, well, all those illegal people, they're taking money from Social Security. No, they're not. They can't collect it. They're not allowed to. But, you know, when they're working here, even if they've got a fake Social Security number and the boss is doing the right thing, they're paying into it.
Right.
You know, and when you explain that, or you explain, you know, no, they can't collect welfare.
Right.
You know, I mean, my God, you know, the one I did hear that's true is they can, their kids can go to school here. And I'm like, well, yeah, don't you think we should be educating kids, period?
Right.
You know, it doesn't, you know, so Greg, you got a dogfight in front of you, just like me and everybody else. Let me ask you, you're on the front line with this. When you talk to the public and you educate them, what's the reaction?
The reaction is, oh, so we can't believe everything that comes from Trump's mouth. We can't believe everything that is actually put out there into the ether. And, you know, for us, it's really about how do we make sure that we're pointing the direction and pointing fingers at the actual enemy, right? So, like, it's not just about, you know, this lack of jobs. It's about how come corporations are getting tax breaks and when they're taking jobs overseas, when they should be taking those jobs here in the U.S. and when we should be expanding the pool of jobs that are available and should be expanding the benefits and the resources for the people who need it most. So for us, it's we can't play into the divide and conquer tactics. We actually have to remind people that we aren't each other's enemies. Our enemies are these corporations and these and Wall Street and these people who are really worried about the 1% and making sure that the money it stays within the 1%. And we're trying to make sure that people understand we're trying to spread that wealth across the board, and that if we're going to have shared sacrifice and people are saying we need to have shared sacrifice, then that also means people at the top need to pay their fair share too.
Yeah. Okay. And you know where what the next one's going to be? Greg's trying to redistribute money. Hey, you know, Greg, I'm telling you, man, you did a great job curing cancer. Couldn't you have done something about a headache? You know, yeah. And that's where we're at oftentimes. And brother, God bless you. God bless Apollo for doing it. And God bless all the rest of the constituency groups that are out there for the AFL-CIO. You know, I'm a proud member of the Union Veterans Council. And what you guys are doing is very, very vitally important. And from the bottom of my heart, keep up the great work, man, because, Lord, we know we need it.
We really appreciate that. And, you know, we would encourage folks to become members of not only APALA, but all the other constituency groups. As you mentioned, the Union Veterans Council, the Coalition of Labor Union Women, the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists, the Labor Coalition for Latin American Advancement, Pride at Work, and the A. Philip Randolph Institute. and you can get all those. You can get the links to all those organizations by visiting the APALA website. We're at apalanet.org. We definitely appreciate that, and we would. And if anything, this is the time to really support the constituency groups as we are truly on the front lines of pushing back on these really aggressive policies.
There you go, brother. We appreciate it. And we'll talk to you again soon, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, talk to you soon. Greg Sandana of APALA. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Labor Talk Radio.